are the incredible critics. Incredible, not because we're great, but much like my ability to start a Facebook live stream, our credibility should seriously be in question. I am Ben Franco. This week, we are talking our movie list of shame. Joining me as always, Frankie number two, Fusco.
Hey, Ben.
How's it going?
It's going great, man. It's going great. I mean, listen, I'm alive. The world is still here.
It wasn't. Oh.
And, you know, there's no aliens attacking. And we're not getting drafted into the
that's
future
called a
to
tease.
Go fight a war.
It's called so a tease good, for your...
good day.
Your it's a good upcoming. Day. Yeah. Yeah, there's that. Yeah, our fellow podcasters, Tim and Tuna, literally dropped out, 10 minutes ago?
Yeah. 20? Yeah, Tim is apparently doing a family game night that's running long. And he's surprised... even though he's playing Risk. Like, come on. Come on, you knew that was going to take way longer than you anticipated.
Always.
And then Andrew's behind on a project, which, I mean, you know, his town has less viewers than our show, so I'm not quite sure you know, who cares about the project, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
I don't know what the problem is.
Now I see that you're drinking. I'm assuming it's a Capri Sun.
It is a Capri Sun.
Kicking it back to fifth grade with a Capri Sun. I'm guessing there's a story there. I don't.
We had a barbecue this past weekend for Aaron's 35th birthday.
Happy birthday, Aaron!
Yep. And so we had a bunch of all different types of drinks. Drinks for adults. Drinks for children. And the
and you're rocking the children. The children
are left over. So I was really thirsty as I'm on my way down here. I've actually been good all day long on a diet, and this is my first time breaking it today. This is not what I'm supposed to have.
Well, anymore. I'm proud of you.
Listen, I know.
I mean, it's just a Capri Sun. It's clear, so that means it's pretty much water.
It's probably great for me. It has fruits. So, no, it says no fruit.
So literally zero fruits, all chemicals.
No, this is not great. You know what's funny is that there's even a funnier story about this Capri Sun. So we did the giant. I'm about a little over a year behind, but I just started doing the pickup at the grocery store.
You just started that.
Just started.
All right.
Yeah. Just started. We were going in there and going it.
Well, I think, but you went to the straight delivery, right? You went the delivery route?
Or no, I just went into the grocery store. I suited up and
hazmat
went in,
and whatnot.
Yeah, went in, made some friends.
Yeah,
lost some friends. You know what I mean? Like it was a rough time, but that's what I did. I ventured in, and so I recently started this because we were just finding the time to go. Recently has just been impossible.
Yeah, dude.
And it's like I could go to the grocery store for an hour and a half, or I could just order it all and pick it all up tomorrow.
Right.
So I started doing this order, and you pull up and bring everything out. Well, they do this thing where if they don't have something you requested, they swap it.
Right.
So knowing we were having this party, I had this big order for the party. And one of the only things they swapped was we ordered like Honest Kids fruit punch. Where it's like 100% juice.
Yeah.
It's like a little better for children than a Capri Sun. And they didn't have it and they swapped it with Capri Sun fruit punch, which I don't quite understand because it literally says no no actual fruit.
It's terrible.
Juice. Yeah. So, I don't know. It was a bad swap on Giant's part.
But don't they let you know?
Yeah, but I ordered it like the day before and then.
You were like, whatever.
I didn't even notice it. They sent me an email. Who checks your email?
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like it was,
We use Walmart and it's all in the app. And they send you like a text and you click the link and then it opens the app and you go through and approve it or not.
They just kind of do it, and if you don't say anything, it's whatever. I could have went and returned it, but that seemed like a lot of work. So we're just rocking Capri Suns.
Not our along kid. Those lines about like the pandemic, we went away for the first time as a family since pre-pandemic, close to 2 years. And
where'd you go?
Just went down to Ocean City for the week, family vacation with Chelsea's extended family. And I gotta say, it kind of feels like everybody's done with the pandemic.
Yeah.
And I'm still living in it.
Yes. Yeah, that's about right. Like I was out today, and I felt if like I mean I love going out now. It feels like things are a little back to normal. There's also this weird thing that we live in, and we live in areas where more than 70% of people are vaccinated.
Right. Yeah, Maryland's at 75% of
adults. Yeah, Pennsylvania's at like in the 70s somewhere too, and just rising. Like it's just getting better and better. So it is easy for things to go back to normal here, whereas you have like other states like Alabama, Mississippi, and Texas, and like where they're super low and things are not back to normal, which is weird. It's weird going to those places, but I would imagine not that I've been to Mississippi or Alabama. But
you were in Texas.
But where I was in Texas, I mean, it was middle of nowhere, Texas. Like I was lucky if I could hit a golf ball and hit somebody. So
gotcha. Yeah, like I mean, I was still like outside, like whatever. But like, I'm still not eating at restaurants because, especially with the kids, I'm still wearing a mask when I go indoors places. Do you still mask inside or
no?
No, you're good.
Okay. No, I'm vaccinated. Yeah. Everyone's vaccinated. We were just in a restaurant. Where did we go? We took the girls to a restaurant. We were in a restaurant in Vegas is what I was thinking of.
Okay.
And so, we you're still living in it.
Yeah.
Which, hey, man, good for you. You know what I mean? You're going the extra mile, as the president says, or as Fauci said, I think, go the extra mile, still mask up if you're worried about things. No one's like judging thing, you.
It's weird. Oh, no, everybody's judging me.
Oh, you're definitely judging
me. Everybody's judging me. Yeah, especially family. The weird thing is, like...
I have a question, though. When you mask up and you're sitting in a restaurant... Oh, you don't go in a restaurant.
I don't go in a restaurant.
You haven't gone in a restaurant. You only sit outside?
Yeah, I'll sit outside.
Corona's not outside, though, right?
Well, there's the wind, so your exposure is going to be a lot more limited.
Depends on which way the corona person's standing, right?
But still, like compared to that still air, your exposure time is a lot less, is a lot more limited.
Unless it's windy and someone coughs into the wind and you're standing upwind of them. Then you're...
Like, it's weird, like... Well, it's also probably my personality and being, somewhat antisocial as it is and not wanting to be in those situations.
I know. Anyway. I think I was talking to Tim about it at the party. Tim was at the party. You didn't come. But
I didn't get the invite, but I wouldn't have come anyway. So. Yeah,
well, we talked about that. And it was just like, how sad is it for like people like Ben who like are thriving during the pandemic and this is like their what they've always wanted and now it's coming to
sad
an
for
end.
You. Oh yeah, yeah. No, it's terrible. It's terrible having to see people.
Yeah. Having to go back to work.
Yep.
Do you have to go back?
Not yet. Not yet. I'm still rocking that. I've had to go back for like a couple days here and there, but but not consistently. I don't mind masking. It's probably just like another step of another divider between me and outside humanity that I don't mind having up.
So weird, but Pennsylvania stopped the mask mandate like about 2 weeks or 3 weeks before we went on our flights. Okay. But the flights all still have the mask mandate.
Sure.
And while I was wearing a mask over the last year, it never bothered me. I was like, I don't understand what people's problem is. It's like, you're used to it. It is whatever,
Yeah.
And I was on a plane. I'm like, oh my God, these things are hurting my ears. Why?
It's only been three weeks.
It was. Well, yes. So part of it was, but it was a normal, medical mask.
But still that can do it.
After a while, but they don't let you, like I had like the nice like wraparound mask and they don't let you wear those on the planes because they have like ventilation holes apparently.
Oh,
so it's like, come on, dude. But the cloth is doing something. Like, this is securing right around my face. Anyway, it is what it is. You're vaccinated though, right?
Yeah,
right. But your kids are too little; they're not vaccinated.
Exactly, and that's a lot of it is just not wanting to bring something home to them. But I mean, at the same time, you have two little ones, so
Well, one's has antibodies. And the other one does not, but she's in daycare. So,
and here's the thing, I'm not all that worried. Like I'm not stressed or worried about it. I just don't mind doing it. So why stop? That's kind of where I'm at. Get every last little bit of that Capri Sun.
Yeah.
Also, I gotta say the downside of coming out of all of this is, 3 weeks, you know, two or three weeks post, pandemic, quarantine, whatever you want to call it, and starting, you know, just opening that door a little bit, starting to see people, and just, you know, immediately starting to have rounds of colds in our home.
Oh, yeah. The instant that the mask mandate ended and I was out without it, I got a horrible cold.
Yeah.
I was like,
First day of our vacation, Noelle mm-hmm. had it. We went and got her a COVID test just to be mm-hmm. sure, just in case. And
got there, they, like, blew the dust off of it. They're like, yeah, we still have it so long. So.
and it's now gone through the whole family. I'm just getting over it. Chelsea's hopefully not going to get too much worse with it. But yeah, like immediately started getting colds. It was a great year and a half without colds. I'm in the middle of summer. Why did I get a cold?
Listen, I think people should continue to wear masks if they're sick. I think that should be just a thing that we do as a country, like other countries do.
Yeah.
You know, get, if you're sick,
I'm sorry. Wear a mask. Do you need to take that?
I just told them to hold on. I'm doing something right now. I want to mute the phone.
Are you sure? Phone. Yeah.
No, we're good.
You know, I forgot to point out at the top of the show that it's...
It's the Benny and Frankie Show!
I want to become a DJ just so I can throw that into a beat.
I mean, it's already thrown into a beat.
It is. No, I want to be like at a club, like DJing for everybody, and like in the middle of like the songs, it just pops in, like it's the Benny and Frankie Show, and then and just see if anyone knows it.
Hey, maybe the podcast will be picked up by somebody popular, and they'll do that. It's not gonna happen.
Fun fact: Tim got noticed at my party.
Really?
Yeah, someone was like, "Tim, oh, I recognize your voice. You're from the podcast."
He had to feel good about that.
Yeah, he took photos.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
Took
some photos. He signed some autographs.
Yeah.
He pulled off his Incredible Critics hat, signed it, threw it to the crowd. It was great. Someone just fell down the stairs?
No, it was just stuff.
Oh, okay.
Just stuff. That's what we do in our house. Just throw stuff down the stairs. Next, let's go ahead and talk about what we've been watching. Frankie, you and Tim checked out the same movie this week. He's not here to talk about it, but I'm assuming you want to.
I do. I watched it because Tim said it was good, and I was like on the fence about it. And it's called The Tomorrow War, starring Chris Pratt. It's on Amazon Prime Video. And watch that. It is a family man is drafted to fight in a future war where the fate of humanity relies on his ability to confront the past.
Dun, dun, dun. Everywhere, like, such as, and...
I mean, that's kind of what the movie's like. Chris Pratt, I always mess up her name, but Yvonne Strahovski from Chuck and Dexter. J.K. Simmons, Sam Richardson.
Oh, it has J.K. Simmons in it?
It does, yeah.
Oh, let me guess. He really brings the movie to a new level.
He is always hilarious. And Sam Richardson, I love. He's been in so many things. Veep is what comes to mind off the top of my head that I really loved. But, you know, great. How do you describe the movie? So it was a fun ride. Okay. That's where I leave it. It's, you know, I said to Tim, I think they, actually I might have said to the group, I think they filmed a 6-hour movie and then realized, oh crap, we can only submit 2 hours, and then did a bunch of editing. Because there are multiple parts of the movie where they just kind of zoom through stuff. Like everything's just like a lot of music and a lot of action. And then all of a sudden, like where I feel like there should have been some kind of plot or storyline, it wasn't there.
But isn't that kind of a symptom of summer blockbusters anyway, but it seems like this may be particularly bad.
It was pretty bad in parts. Like, I am interested for you to watch it and see what you think, but they, which I know you won't like it.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, no. But there's this.
You guys only liked it, I'm going to hate it.
There's this one part where they're running from the bad guys, and they're like in a city and they're fighting their way out with the bad guys, and they're running away. And then somehow they're on top of like a tunnel, and then one of them falls through the tunnel, but I don't know how they got on top of the tunnel. Like, none of that was explained. There was just one scene they were in the middle of the city, next scene they were escaping the city on top of a tunnel.
Could it be a subway?
And there's a lot of music. No, but it was nowhere near where they were before.
Okay.
And then there's like this like bond that's formed with these people, and then it's just weird. It just all happened in a matter of like 3 minutes. Or a minute even, and with a lot of music, and they do a lot of the score is like, someone was like, you know what, we need really crazy music right here, a lot of it, stop, nothing happens.
Do they ever address like the timeline issue of what would happen if like you actually like theoretically you went back in time and brought people to the future to fight a war? Because I'm thinking about it. Because, all right, whenever we talk about time travel movies, I always get way too deep in the woods and thinking about what that would actually entail. Because now everybody else that's like living from, you know, 2020 through 2050, whenever this is set, is now like theoretically preparing for that war.
Okay. So essentially, right?
I'm just asking, do they address that? They do explain it,
which is good. So, okay. And I can go into it a little bit without giving anything away, but like basically the people from, I think 30, 25 years in the future or something like that come back in time and they say, hey, we need help. We're dying and we need you to, we're going to send people to the future to get to fight in our war. Right. And the whole world bands together and they do a draft because essentially we all send our militaries and everyone died. So they start drafting regular people because that's apparently going to work when the military is going to kill anybody.
Sure. Military people, but regular guys.
Yeah. So it's,
and girls.
Right. It's like literally like mom and it, like streamers, and it's just horrible. But the way they do it is the people who were sent back in time are not born yet in the current date. And then the people who they send forward, they have to get tested, are already dead in that future date.
Okay.
So essentially they're not jumping back and forth from like this time to this time to that time to whatever time. It is a set. These are like two set times. So it's like when they jump from our current time at Monday at 6 PM, it always goes to whatever the current time is at you know, in the future.
Oh, like battle, in Dark, battle. The show that you still haven't seen.
The
third season, which
third season. Yeah, I don't know about that. I've seen a lot of things besides that.
Yeah,
this being one of them.
Yeah, but you know how in Dark, you know, they go 30 whatever years in the past,
right?
In the future, you know, just like that.
Right, and they're not going back to the beginning of it. Like, it's not like they're starting. Yeah, exactly like that. So, anyway, it's explained. Ish, you know, okay. So it kind of makes sense. You can get past it, but that's not the thing that's tropey while you're watching the movie. There's a few, the plot line between the Chris Pratt and Yvonne Stravinsky. You're like, this is going somewhere, right? This is gonna go somewhere. This is gonna, oh no,
doesn't go anywhere.
No, okay, no. Interesting. Okay. I thought there was something, some meat there that I can get into, but nope. All right. But yeah, there's a bunch of holes like that. But listen, it was fun. It was an action movie. It was a good time. Was it as good as the Tom Clancy movie with Michael B. Jordan? That I can't think of the name of.
I don't know.
That was on Amazon Prime just recently.
I didn't watch it.
Is it Tom Clancy or am I thinking Tom Clancy?
Are you looking? Why not look up Michael B. Jordan?
That's what I'm doing, yeah.
Yeah.
Michael B. Jordan. And why is this guy in so much?
He is.
It is Tom Clancy's Without Remorse. Takes place in the Jack Ryan universe.
Oh.
Anyway, it's on the Prime Video. It is great. spectacular, good watch. Okay. This, not so much. Okay. So, but I mean, you know, still good. I'd watch it. If you like action movies, go watch it. Have fun. Grab the popcorn. Sit around the TV. Turn the sound bar on. You know what I mean? Turn the bass up.
It's taking more and more for me to enjoy a good action movie. I'll just say that.
It takes more and more for you to enjoy any movie.
That's fair. You're not wrong.
This would be a movie that I would be happy that... it's a good example of I'm happy I watched it at home and didn't like pay to go see it in the movies.
But you have movie pass. You'll be good.
I probably still am signed up for that.
So I haven't been watching much besides the NBA playoffs. Can I just say, I really enjoy the NBA playoffs being this late in the year. Normally, the finals are right during the week of my anniversary. Mm-hmm. So that's a hard sell to Chelsea to be like, hey,
yeah,
how about we go watch the NBA finals? Mm-hmm. But I've super enjoyed watching the playoffs this late in the year. I'm rooting for the Phoenix Suns. Frankie, I don't know if you have any opinion on the NBA finals.
I stopped watching when the Sixers lost. And I was enough. Like, you know what? Forget this.
Yeah. What do you think is going to happen to Ben Simmons?
Oh, he's gone, right?
He's gone. Yeah, he's so gone.
You don't play that bad and keep
your 4 job. Points in the seventh game.
Yeah. The problem is, it's like they have to find someone to trade him to, and no one wants him.
He'll end up on the Knicks. That'd be my guess.
I think it would be great for him to go to the Clippers or the Lakers.
Okay. Yeah, Lakers could work. Lakers could work with LeBron,
have a great team around them. I think he could do I think he could do well there. And that could help them. And same thing with the Clippers, having Kawhi. Having a good lead that doesn't necessarily need his help. You know, he's just there as a support role, and it's not going to depend on him. I think that'd be a good fit for him. But I don't know. Is Atlanta still in it?
No, Atlanta lost to the Bucks 4-2. So it's set. The first game is tomorrow night on Tuesday, July 6th, in Phoenix. So we'll see. Bucks, Giannis still. Phoenix.
Bucks have that new that rookie kid, right? Really, or is he rookie or second year? Really tall guy.
Are you talking about Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Yes.
Because I believe it's his third or fourth year.
Third or fourth. Wow. Hey, listen, I don't follow basketball that closely, but he's really good.
He's very good. Unfortunately, he is hurt. So no timeline for when he's going to come back. So we'll see. Hurt, bro. Yeah. Hurt for the last two games against Atlanta. So we'll see. I'm hoping he comes back for game one, but we'll see. I'm rooting for Phoenix though, because I think Chris Paul deserves to get a ring. So we shall see. We'll see.
Well, I mean, I won't see, but I'm sure you'll see and let us know.
I'll let you know.
I'll get an ESPN alert about it. I'll figure it out.
There you go.
Yeah.
Lastly, we want to talk about in the coming weeks, we are going to start watching and reviewing on the podcast movies that are on our list of shame. So what I mean by that is movies that we really should have seen by now, but just for one reason or the other, we haven't. As an example, within the last 5 years, I've seen for the first time both Goodfellas and The Godfather.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I've seen both those movies like 100 times.
I'm sure. Yeah. They were just movies that for whatever reason never got around to actually watching. So those were on my list of shame. Now they're not. But we just want to talk about a few of the movies that like we really should have seen by now, but haven't.
So I think this goes into what we're going to start doing. If I'm understanding correctly, we're going to find movies that none of us have seen.
At least probably one or two of us haven't seen by now.
Right. Okay. And then we'll all watch it and then talk about the movie.
Like, for example, most people,
I don't think it would be hard.
Most people listening to this, if we go back to the March Movie Madness bracket, mm-hmm. probably should have seen Moneyball by now. That is on most people's list of shame, according to, you know, the many people that commented on our poster on them.
I have this poster that we should look at that has like the 100 movies everyone should see, or top 100 movies of all time. Yeah. And you like scratch off and you reveal, you know, whatever. Anyway, we should take a look at that. So Do you want to go first? Or we can name a couple? How do you want to do this?
I mean, you know, I don't know.
Do you want to go one for one? Okay.
Well, let's go one for one. I'll start off with an easy one that I already kind of led in with. The Godfather Part 2.
Okay, yeah.
You know, I've heard it's better than the first.
It's debatable.
Arguably better than the first. And I just, you know, I saw The Godfather, never got around to seeing the second one.
You should definitely watch the second one. That's a good one. That is a good one. The problem is something.
I have a whole list. I can rattle.
Top of my head, that I already wrote down. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Oh, stop it!
Never seen it.
I mean, I think you might hate it. But I love it.
One of the reasons I've never seen it is because nothing about it seems like something I would want to watch.
I watched that. That was probably one of the first experimental movies that I ever watched, and I watched it in high school. I watched it one night, and then I watched it again the next day. I loved it so much and wanted to soak all of it up. It's so good. It was my favorite movie of all time for the longest time. So, I think we should definitely review that one, and I need to give it a rewatch. It's been a few years. One that I've technically seen, but I saw it and I wasn't paying attention and don't remember a single thing about it, so I'm going to include it on this list, is The Incredibles.
Wow, okay. That's weird. You have kids.
Well, yeah, but they're not old enough to watch that yet.
They can't see The Incredibles? Why not?
My child would not sit through The Incredibles.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
And I know a lot of people think it's like the best animated movie of all time. Could be. I don't know.
I don't see here's where I'm at with that. I've seen it, I think, a couple of times, and I've seen the sequel. I don't get what all the hype's about.
Just a lot of people love that movie. That's what I'll say.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right. It's a good Pixar. It's not my favorite. I mean, give me Coco over that all the time.
Okay.
That's one of the best Pixar movies of all time. All right, another one for me would be The Shawshank Redemption.
So that's on my rewatch list, actually. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that I need to rewatch that. I remember a good bit of it, but not a ton.
Right, it's one of those movies that everyone has seen, and everyone will tell you that it's, you know, people will quote it. And listen, mm-hmm. I feel like I know a bunch of the lines, and I know, you know,
right.
I've heard people making fun of Morgan Freeman's narrating, you know, or doing versions of it or whatever for some kind of skit or whatever. But anyway, it's I just never got around to it. It just seemed kind of depressing and no for anyone to watch it. But I think it's a good one.
I think Chelsea got to watch that at college, even though it was rated R. I think they had special permission to watch Shawshank. Yeah, that may have happened. Next one for me is Terminator 1 and 2.
Whenever the Terminator movie came out with, why can't I think of her name, but the girl from Game of Thrones. So like that, it was like Terminator 4, I think, or 5. And it was, okay. No, it was 5. So me and my buddy were like, oh, I don't remember the original ones. I was like, you know what? I don't think I've ever seen, like, I've seen parts of them, but never seen the whole thing. So let's go back and rewatch them. Everyone talks about how Terminator 2 is one of the best movies of all time.
Right.
I thought they were both garbage. Went back, I was like, this movie is
really
dumb.
So that's also one of the problems for me is that, like, I don't enjoy older movies.
Right. It's the technology and the CG and stuff like that. It's just not, to me, ruins it. I hate old technology in movies. Like when I see like an old computer or like an old flip phone or even like a rotary, like that stuff kind of drives me nuts. I don't know why. I'm just like, this is so old and I don't care for it.
What's the next one for you that comes to mind?
You know, I'm trying to find, I'm looking through a list of things, and I don't have one just yet. But can you go ahead? You do something.
Yeah, yeah. No, I got a whole list here. And I find it's funny. Most of them are in that like 80s to 90s range when I was like clearly watching movies oriented towards or geared towards children, and not, you know, harder dramas for adults. Apollo 13.
Yeah,
I've never seen.
Great movie. I don't know.
Yeah, I just, yeah. I guess it's kind of hard to have any commentary. Like, you know, yeah, it's a great movie. Why haven't you seen it by now?
Why haven't you seen it? I mean, as far as I remember, great movie. I'm down. I can't wait to, I'll rewatch that just because I don't think I've seen it since it came out on VHS and my family bought it. Watched it together.
I'll watch it on that VHS if you still have it.
Probably somewhere. It's probably still sitting at my mom's house, just in a box somewhere with all my Pokemon cards that no one seems to be able to find.
Also, Groundhog Day.
Oh my god, that one's a great movie.
Yeah.
A funny movie, as far as I remember. Again, haven't seen that in like 15 years or so.
I know the concept, but, you know.
Oh yeah, it's been repeated a billion times.
Ironically, it's been repeated.
It's funny. It's funny.
Yeah, everybody knows the concept of, yeah, it's Groundhog Day, but set blah, 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 you know, it's, but I just never actually saw it. Also Braveheart.
Wow. I've seen all the movies that you've never seen. This is my problem with this game is that I've seen a lot of movies and I'm trying to think of, you know, ones that.
And the problem with Braveheart is I'm not sure I want to see, because isn't it like three plus hours long?
It is, but Braveheart's a great movie. It's like right up there with The Patriot, where you're like, oh, Mel Gibson is great. And you're like, oh, I can't say that out loud.
Right. I can't.
But no, I mean, it's
actor anymore.
Those are The Patriot and Braveheart are two of my favorite Mel Gibson movies of all time. I've seen both of them numerous times.
2 hours and 58 minutes. Well, it's included with Prime, so I really should.
Yeah, we'll see. It's a good, it's loosely based on a true story. But it's a solid war movie. And it's back when, you know, things came out in double VHSs. That's how I remember how that was.
Yeah. Shall I continue? Because I said, I keep a whole list going. So I have a list. I haven't seen a lot of Hitchcock films.
Okay. Well, yeah, neither have I. So you can go into those. I've never seen.
Okay. So, I mean, North by Northwest, Rear Window, and Psycho. Like, I've never seen.
I know I've seen Psycho. Actually, no. I've never heard of the other two.
You know, I have seen Rear Window. I forgot about that. I did see that. It's like, I understand that he was like genius for his time, but, you know, I just don't enjoy watching the older films.
Birds is another really good one.
Yeah. And like, I want to watch them and enjoy them. Rear Window was I guess it inspired the Shia LaBeouf film, where he's stuck at home and he sees like a murder happen next door to him or something like that. It's like mid-2000s. Is that ringing any bells?
No.
Any bells? What was it before that? So around the time of Eagle Eye. Disturbia. That's it.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, I got two. Okay. Lost in Translation.
Is that the Bill Murray? And, okay.
Yeah, Bill Murray and Scarlett Johansson.
I also have never seen that. For some reason, I get that one and what's the Tom Hanks one where he's stuck in an airport?
Oh, that is a great movie too.
Yeah, no, it is. But for some reason, I get those two movies stuck in my head.
I've never wanted to see this one because I always thought it was weird. It's like Bill Murray and Scarlett Johansson have like a weird love interest with each other, and they're like in Japan or something, and it's just a. But it's a Sofia Coppola film. Like it's.
Yeah.
She won awards for it. So I just probably should see it. But give me another one.
For me, I don't think I've ever sat down and watched all of Alien.
Okay.
I've seen parts. In fact, I think the only film in the Alien franchise I've watched the whole way through is Prometheus, which most people think is the worst one.
Yes. I don't really like any of the Alien movies, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I've seen some of them, but no.
I know I've seen the first one, and I've seen Prometheus. I don't know if I've seen any of the other ones.
Aliens.
I'm not sure. Not sure. Another good one is the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm not a... what's the director? Wes Anderson. I'm not... Right? That's a Wes Anderson film.
It is, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. He's one of those directors, writer-directors, that I'm like... I don't get what the fascination is with him. Same thing with Tim Burton. He falls in that category.
I can't stand Tim Burton movies.
Yeah, that's how I feel about Wes Anderson. I'm just like, there's nothing here for me.
Oh, speaking of that, I've never seen Edward Scissorhands. That's a good one.
Oh, no, that's not a good one because I don't want to watch that one.
I don't want to watch it either. Listen, I think if none of us want to watch it, it's a good, we don't do it, but...
Yeah, no.
No, but that's one of the ones that people like... love, you know. Listen, there are a few Tim Burton. Like, is Beetlejuice Tim Burton?
I believe so.
Like, Beetlejuice, I loved as a kid.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of Tim Burton movies that are okay, but most of them I'm not a big fan of. Like, I hate Nightmare Before Christmas. Unpopular opinion.
I don't know many of his films that I do like.
Yeah.
Like, I don't. Yeah. Ugh. Sorry, I'm still trying to figure out what that Tom Hanks film is. I don't know.
Airport?
It's the one at the airport, yeah.
Is that called Airport?
The Terminal.
Terminal, there we go.
That's it. There it is. We found it. Pulp Fiction.
Interesting. I've seen it. I don't remember the last time I watched it. And I couldn't tell you if I've seen it all the way through. I think I've seen
like
parts of it.
I couldn't even tell you what it's about. I know so little about it.
Like, another director that I'm not super into.
And Tarantino?
Yeah. There are some movies that I watch and I like, and a few of them that I watch and I just think are stupid.
I love hearing him talk about film because he's like very, like, clearly so passionate about it and like has such a great way of articulating his passion about it. But I'm with you. I like his films. Very few of them have I ever loved.
Right. And listen, same thing with Tim Burton, man. I mean, both of them are A+ directors and writers, and like they know what they do and they do what they do very well and they're great at it and they have a huge following. It's just not my cup of tea. Which I get.
Do you have any more, or
I can't find any more.
All right, let me rattle off.
Yeah, rattle off a few of them.
Let me rattle off a few, and we'll land this plane. So some two older movies, or three older movies. The Usual Suspects. Not older. I think that was 90s. Mm-hmm. Casablanca.
Oh, you know, I've never seen Casablanca.
Yeah. Like the Good, 40s, the Bad, and the Ugly. I think so. Yeah. 30s,
40s. Yeah, no, never seen The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. That's Clint Eastwood, right?
Clint Eastwood, yeah. And I just, yeah, 1942 was Casablanca. Nice. I don't know if I would be able to sit through it. Like, older movies are already slow, but then you're talking about a Western.
Right. Like, I don't know. I've never seen Citizen Kane, but I'm not going
to
watch it.
Oh, Citizen Kane. Actually, that would go on the top of my list of a movie I need to see.
It has a critic score of 100 out of 100. I just don't get it. I feel like I'm going to watch it and be like, this was garbage. But it's from 1940. Like, it is almost 100 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. And One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
No, never seen that one either.
Yeah. Early, I mean, I think.
Early 90s?
Early 90s. And no, 1975. Early Jack Nicholson.
Oh. Okay.
Is what I was going to say. I did think it was later than that, too, though.
I was thinking of Birdcage. which is early 90s.
I think it's different.
It is very different.
Well, those are our movies that are on our list of shame. What movies are on your list of shame? Frankie, where can people connect with us?
Guys, go onto our Facebook page, facebook.com/incredible critics. Let us know what is on your list of shame. Make fun of us for our list of shame. I understand. I'm telling them where to do that. And, you know, twitter.com/3criticspod, but Facebook's where it's all at. Go to Apple Podcast and give us a rate, like and rating and all that fun stuff.
All that fun stuff. Please do that. And let us know if you're listening. Until next week, we are the Incredible Critics. And just for good measure.
Here's some money. Go see a Star Wars.
I mean, you've seen all the Star Wars, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because I don't want to have to watch them. No, I know I have seen all of them at least once.
There you go. It counts.
If you show me scenes from...
Yeah, you couldn't put where they are.
Episodes 1, 2, or 3.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
I'd have no idea which one was which.
That's fair. I've never seen Boyhood. It was apparently on the list here. That's 2014.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't a fan.
I'm not a big fan of like award movies. Those movies that are made with the intention to win awards.
I mean, I get why people loved it because it was filmed over like 12 years.
Right.
Which is a really cool story, concept.
Bro. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great idea. I wish I would have thought of it. I didn't.
I didn't like the actual storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it felt like real life, and I watched the movies to escape real life. Right. And
so it's kind of like he did all his work and just to, I mean, listen, I guess he did a good job because it's on this list of the number 5 movie.
Oh, no, I mean, it's one of those films. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's a solid film. I understand why people like it. I just don't. It's kind of how a lot of people feel about me.
Oh, where was this list I was looking for? Look at this. Black Panther's on the list, and Black Panther wasn't even that great.
Can we say that?
Yeah, I can say it.
I think we have to love it because of Chadwick.
I think. Well, listen, I love Chadwick, and he's great, but he, you know.
Him and Michael B. Jordan.
Very corny movie.
I may have liked that movie more than you, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, I love Michael B. Jordan. That is true. He's no Matt Damon, but he's very close.
Damon is Matt Damon. He's amazing. Do anything. I love me some Matt Damon.
Because I do love me some Matt Damon. Love me some Matt Damon. I do love me some Matt Damon.